Is Bedtime Snacking Bad? The Wall Street Journal, July 7th, 2013. Eating after 8 p.m. may increase the risk of obesity, according to a 2011 study at Northwestern University. A 5-year study on weight changes in college students, which Dr. Hauer is working on, also suggests that eating late disrupts sleep patterns. Our data show that those who got the most sleep were more likely to maintain a healthy weight, she says. Researchers still don't know all the reasons why poor sleep is correlated to weight gain. Specific foods, she says, interfere with sleep. Avoid anything high in triamine, a naturally occurring chemical that helps regulate blood pressure and can keep you awake at least an hour or two before bedtime, Dr. Hauer says. This includes aged cheeses, processed meats, and soy sauce. High protein and fatty treats should also be avoided because they take longer to digest. The good news, some foods, when eaten in small amounts, may actually aid in quality sleep and not add inches to the waistline that help promote good shut-eye. Unprocessed turkey and non-fat milk are both high in amino acid tryptophan that help promote good shut-eye. When teens hit their growth spurt, they almost can't eat enough, said Dr. Hauer. This is when you see an 11-year-old boy consuming more than the active man of the house, she says. He should have extra snacks, like those suggested. The snacks should be finished more than an hour before he goes to sleep. How can you kick a late-night eating habit? Try breakfast. If you don't eat too close to bedtime, by morning, your liver has fully processed the sugar and fat and protein, and your appetite is stimulated, she says. Many of Dr. Hauer's overweight patients report to not eating anything until 3 p.m., and then they cram in thousands of calories by midnight. Invariably, their sleep quality is disrupted, and they put on more weight. Thank you.